Turn your Bibles to Revelation chapter 3. I'm going to look at verse 4 for just a few moments. In verse 4, Jesus said, "You have a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy." Jesus said, even in Sardis, even in a dead church, there was a few. And yesterday I spoke on this subject. I told you how that God always had a few who will not bow down to the world, a few who will not compromise His word, a few who will remain separated from the world. There are a few who still believe in holiness and righteousness to be God's standard of living for His people. But then, on the other hand, the devil has a few in the church also. The devil has a few in every church in this city, or in the city in which you live. The devil can use just a few to wreak havoc in your congregation. This has been true all through church history. A few. It was a few that was puffed up in the church at Corinth. It was a few that was committing adultery in the Corinthian church. It was a few who were babes in Christ who followed after the flesh. It was a few in the church at Galatia that began in the spirit but tried to continue in the flesh. There's always a few. Even when it concerns the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, when Jesus asked, "Who do men say that I am?" A few said that He was John the Baptist, come back alive. A few said that He was Elisha. And then there was another few that said He was one of the other prophets. Jesus said, "Who do you say that I am?" It was the few that declared that He was the Christ, the Son of the living God. Do you remember what Exodus chapter 12 and verse 37 said? The children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot, that were men besides the children, and a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds and very much cattle. This verse tells us that it was not only the Israelites that escaped from Egypt. They were some of the mixed people. Some of the Egyptians loaded up and left with God's people. They knew that the God of the Israelites was the true and living God. They had witnessed what He had done to their country. In fact, Pharaoh's advisor said as it were, "Pharaoh, have you not seen what this country looks like now? If you don't let those people go, their God is going to destroy this country. Have you not seen what's going on, Pharaoh?" Therefore, I believe that it was some of those same people that left when the Israelites left. But then again, in Numbers chapter 11 and verse 4, we read these words, "The mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting, and the children of Israel also wept again and said, Who shall give us flesh to eat?" We remember the fish. We remember the fish that we ate freely in Egypt. The cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. We remember all of that. Do you know how they remembered this? That mixed multitude. I believe they began thinking, Maybe we made a mistake following this group of people. It's more difficult than we imagined. What had happened? They had not counted the cost of following God. Jesus has admonished everyone that would come to follow him. They had not counted the cost. The wilderness was more than they anticipated. So they began to think about back home, where there was plenty of food, a green salad to eat at every meal with their fish. And I believe they were telling the Israelites the same story. But what they did, they reminded the Israelites of the food they ate. They didn't remind them of the burdens they were bearing. They didn't remind them that they were in bondage, enslaved even, to another nation. No, the devil will never remind you of the bad things in your previous life. He will always remind you of the good old days. He does not want you to recall those long, lonely nights when in desperation you wept, lost and undone without God or his son. The devil will never remind you of how desperate you were. No siree, Bob. The devil wants you to remember only the good things. And so it is with our churches today. The devil has a few in our churches. And let me remind you of this. These seven churches in Asia that John was writing this to were Pentecostal churches. At one time, they were thriving. At one time, they worshiped openly, unashamedly, proclaiming the greatness of God. They were not ashamed of it. But as time went on, as the years rolled by, they began to think, we've read somewhere, everybody don't speak with tongues. As Paul told the Ephesian church, that among yourself shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw disciples after themselves. It's happening today. Spirit-filled men and women who are not walking after the Spirit but walking after the flesh will tell you things that's against the Word of God. And they will try to give it some authority by telling you that they are a Spirit-filled believer just like you. And they may even add, I've been reading the Bible for 30 years. Don't you think I would know? So many people listen to these old-timers in the church who have lost their first love, who no longer fast and pray and seek God. Some of these in the church feel that they have learned better. Well, there is a story in the Bible that tells us about such a person. In the 13th chapter of the book of 1 Kings is the story of a prophet who God had sent on an errand. Jeroboam had ordained a feast in Bethel to be just like the one in Judah. He did it on the 8th month and the 15th day, a month which he devised in his own heart, and he was going to ordain a feast to the children of Israel. God seen what he was doing, so he called on one of his prophets and said, I want you to go. I want you to warn him. So he did, and he told him, when you're there, don't stay long enough to eat. Just give him my warning and leave. Don't eat anything while you're there. So it happened. He gave him the warning. Jeroboam didn't like it. And as a result of what Jeroboam did, his hands swiveled up. And he asked the man of God, prayed that my hand would be healed. The prophet prayed, his hand was healed. Then Jeroboam had a change of mind about this prophet of God. He said, come to my house. I want to reward you. I want you to eat with me. The true prophet of God said, not so. Even if you gave me half of your house, I would not eat a thing that you have. So he turned and left a different way than the way in which he came. The Bible tells us that there was an old prophet there, and he saddled up his mule and headed out to find this prophet of God, and he did. He said, come home with me and eat meat and eat bread. The prophet of God resisted and said, no, I'm not supposed to eat anything while I'm here. The Bible says that the old prophet said to him, I am a prophet also as you are. And an angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back to your house that he may eat bread and drink water. And then the Bible says, but he lied. So the man believed this lying prophet, and he followed him back home. And while they were sitting at the table, the God of heaven spoke through this lying prophet, and he says, thus saith the Lord, for as much as you have disobeyed the mouth of the Lord and have not kept his commandment, which the Lord your God commanded you, you will not be buried with your fathers. If God tells you something and you know it's God, no matter who tells you different, if it be an angel from heaven, if he tells you anything other than what God has told you, you can know that this is a lying prophet.